Here we see, and it is so wonderful to know that God has given us the ability and the power to do even the most difficult of things. And I would call raising the dead a very difficult thing, Darren. I truly would.
You think that's at the top of the ladder?
Yes, I really do.
Well, I've got to tell you something, Barbara. On that, we agree.
Okay. And so here we see Peter, and we're in the 9th chapter of Acts. We see Peter, who had gone up into the room where this woman lay, her dead body lay, and everybody was crying and grieving, and he pushed everybody out of the room. He sent them all out and knelt down and prayed, and turning to the body, he said, "Tabitha, arise." And she opened her eyes, and when she saw Peter, she sat up. And he gave her his hand and raised her up, and calling the saints and the widows, he presented her alive. And it became known all over Joppa, and many believed in the Lord. And he stayed then on in Joppa for many, many days. What a wonderful miracle. And Darren, we have heard of great men of faith around the world who have by their prayers and faith
today
raised up dead people. Praise God.
But I want to say this. I've also had people ask me in a moment of emotion, or tell me, "I'm going up there and raise so-and-so up from the dead." Well, I had that opportunity one time. A man died right in the morning service, and he was just a few chairs down from me.
This was in a charismatic church.
Church. Died right in the middle of praise and worship.
Wow.
I went with
what a way to go.
Well, yeah, right. I followed the ambulance over to the hospital. Went to the emergency room, and I was standing there by his body, and I was saying, "God, what do you want me to do here? Do you want me to raise him from the dead?" And praise God, he said, "No, Barb, because I did not have the faith for that." Mm-hmm. And I'm going to say this to you, folks. Sometimes it's like it says in Romans 10, verse 2, you have a zeal without knowledge. You better know what you're doing if you decide to raise somebody from the dead. I'm not saying it's impossible. I'm not saying you can't learn how and receive that anointing. But if you don't have the anointing, don't jump into it.
That's right. Oh, praise God. Well, this happened, and then we're going to go to the 13th chapter of Acts. I hope you're following along in your own Bible and underlying. It's so important. Then you can go back and reread them and see what is in store for you as you're building your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ.
Again, we talk about this book of Acts being the authority in action, power of attorney in action.
Yes. Now, here is a different situation. It is not a miracle. It is not a healing. But we chose to put this in here because you have power of attorney against the enemy, against Satan and his works. And this involves a man who was trying to persuade all the people against Paul and against Peter and against John, all the preaching that they were doing in regards to Holy Spirit and to Jesus Christ. He was a magician. He was a worker of Satan, and he was coming against them boldly in public.
Now, why do you think he was doing that?
He was directed by Satan. He was filled full of the devil.
I also think it was jealousy.
That's true. You know, I think when I read this story, there are people that are actually sympathetic. I remember you telling that story about this one man that came up after one of your teachings, and he said, "You know, you're pretty hard on the devil." And there is a softening towards evil in this world.
I got to tell
you, people are softened about the evil things, and we're compromising about things that we should be really black and white on.
This guy had the audacity to say that to me, and I looked at him, and I was in absolute shock. I said, "You have got to be kidding."
Yeah.
John 10:10 says he comes to kill, steal, and destroy. That would tell me he is my enemy, so don't ask me to be soft on him.
That's right.
I mean, get a clue here, Mac.
Yes. Well, you know, here, when you have a brother or sister coming against you, that's one thing. You can judge their words in righteousness, as you see in our tape series, Fighting Back God's Way. That's important to know that. We can judge words that are coming against us and condemn them, because that's the heritage of the servants of God. That's another power of attorney we have.
Right.
But
amen.
Here,
amen.
But here in Acts 13, this is a man who is sent by Satan to undo the things of God. You also have power of attorney against those evil and wicked things. And here we see Paul. I love this. He is filled. It says in the 9th verse of Acts 13, Paul, filled with the Holy Spirit, fixes his gaze upon Elymas, this magician. And he says, "You are full of all deceit." Now that is every evil work. every evil lie and work and fraud, you son of the devil, you enemy of all righteousness, will you not cease to make crooked the straight ways of the Lord? And now behold, the hand of the Lord is upon you, and you will be blind and not see the sun for a time. And immediately a mist and a darkness fell upon him, and he went out seeking those who would lead him by the hand. Now for a time this man was blind. I truly believe there was a time of repentance in his life. I am praying that he came to know God through this.
Now, I want to direct you to something here in this portion here you read in Acts chapter 13. In verse 9, what you just read, Saul, who was also known as Paul, filled with the Holy Spirit, fixed his gaze upon him.
Yes.
Now, that anointing, in many cases, it released through your eyes.
Well, in that first miracle we saw, Peter fixed his gaze upon the lame man. And
that's right. And there's going to be more here.
That's right.
Now, folks, you got to realize, and I have had an opportunity. In fact, I was praying for a lady one time that had severe child abuse, and her hair was falling out. And she was only in her early 30s, and she was becoming, really bald. And the story was that her stepmother cut her hair and made her look ugly and just put a curse on her. I had so much compassion for that lady, and I was praying for her and telling her how Jesus was going to heal her and change her life. And she was seated across the living room in this pastor's home. And you know, God reached right over there, but he did it through the anointing through my eyes. Now, I wanted to go over and lay hands on her. Well, I didn't even get to do that. You know, I wanted to do the performance stuff, and the Holy Spirit just moved out there. I also saw that when we spent time on television, that anointing would go through. And I even had people write more than one and say, what is this about your eyes? Well, I prayed one time and I asked God, give me the eyes of Jesus. I want that power in my eyes like we're talking about here in the book of Acts. And you're listening to this message today, you can have that too. If you ask and believe him for it, he'll give that anointing to you.
That's right. Praise God. Well, here in the very next instant, in the very next miracle, we see in Acts 14, 8 through 10, it's when Paul fixes his gaze upon him. I believe that Paul, who was a very ugly man because of all the beatings and all of the stripes that he took on him, he was a very ugly man, but I believe his eyes were so intent that when you looked at him, it was kind of like you were transfixed. You kind of were immobilized for a moment when this man fixed his gaze upon you.
Well, I want to read this verse here, Barb, in Acts chapter 14, verse 9. This man who was listening to Paul as he spoke, who, when he had fixed his gaze upon him and seen that he had faith to be made well. Mm. Now, this is a very important thing. Mm-hmm. We look at people. Very honestly, we're on a simulcast here, a simultrack. We're asking inside of ourselves, this person has come down here in front of this meeting for healing. Lord God, do they have anything for us to work with?
Do they have any faith substance here? Yes, any faith.
Now, you see, if they don't have faith substance, it says in Hebrews 11:6, without faith, it's impossible to please God. In other words, it's not going to work.
Well, and Darren, we've got, you know, we don't want to believe this thing, but there is mockery and blasphemy that come into the meetings. In fact, it says in Matthew that Satan can actually snatch the word out of our hearts immediately when it's given from the pulpit. So we know that there are these people that come into services and into meetings who are full of mockery and blasphemy, who don't have faith.
And when they see sometimes, and it's right here in this chapter, when you see people operating or people see us operating, I'll say it this way, very, very personally, they see us operating by the anointing and power of Holy Spirit. I've actually had people say in their stupidity and their ignorance, can I touch the hem of your garment? Makes me mad just like it did the apostles here. Listen, this has happened by God's power, not by us. We're representing the Most High God, so don't go giving a man, a human being, credit for that. They may be operating that power of attorney, but they're not God.
That's right. So what happened here when he fixed his gaze on this guy?
Well, he leaped up and began to walk.
So he had the faith to be made well. Oh, hallelujah.
He had at least a mustard seed faith. Now, Barb, we talked about this just the other night about a man that came to our meetings one time, and he'd had an artificial hip put in. He was a fairly young guy. But it had caused his hip to be a little short. He favored that, of course, and he walked with a cane. He wanted to be healed. And I looked at him first week. I said, you ready for prayer? He shook his head, no. We sent him home, I believe it was 5 weeks in a row, and each week his faith was more and his interest was more. And, you know, I think it was the fifth or sixth week, I looked at him and said, you ready? He said, yeah, I'm ready. He came up and we prayed for him because he had built up his faith, and he was instantly healed. and he could walk without the help of that cane. And he couldn't even get out of the church pew before without leaning on that cane and struggling to get